used to drive to California.
Drive to California?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
To see my grandparents.
Oh.
We didn't do it very often. There were five of us.
And who would drive?
My dad.
Remember the car, what it was?
Chevrolet. We got a brand new Chevrolet right after the war. And we had one of those little funky air blowers that you put on the window and blow air in. Did you ever see one of those?
No. Wow. So you're talking about World War II, weren't you?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Did you remember worrying about that, wondering whether or not the United States was...
Our family was pretty well self-contained, and they grew everything almost as they ate, and they had cattle and beef, and we never really suffered through the Depression. I'm sure they suffered, but we never did without any food or anything like that.
No. Farmers always survived because they could provide...
But they didn't talk much about anything in the family.
That was in the going on in the
news. World.
Right.
We had a radio, but we had no TV. And the Kansas City Star was the newspaper, the only newspaper that you could get in Carnegie. And it had to be by subscription.
Oh.
And so that's what... little news we got from the Kansas City Star.
Interesting, it wouldn't have been Oklahoma City paper.
I was born in 1936.
Right. Okay.
So, right. I don't know. I remember taking, during the war, toothpaste tubes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd save them up and then take them to the drugstore. In Anadarko, when anybody went to Anadarko, we'd send all of that. That was one of the things they wanted for the war. I don't know what they did with them.
Empty toothpaste tubes.
Mm-hmm.
There was rationing going on during the war.
Yeah.
Gas, but maybe farmers weren't affected by that.
And I remember when the war was over, we lived out on the hill, and my dad came in and said, "The war's over." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's good." Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't really affect me one way or the other, and I was so young, but I was glad it was over.
Yeah.
We had a bootlegger in Carnegie.
A bootlegger?
Yeah, that sold whiskey.
Yeah.
But my dad paid him a visit when we were growing up, told him if he ever sold any of his kids liquor, that he'd have to pay for it. He'd come back and... Good. Deal with him.
Good.
And there was one beer joint that I was never in. I don't know if my sisters peeked their head in. I don't think so. It was just kind of a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
So we led a pretty simple life.
How about church? Did you guys go to church?
Yes, we went to church.
What church was it?
We were Baptists then, but all the different places we lived, you just went to whatever church they had. Most those little communities have one or two churches. If they have a Catholic church, they've got somebody coming in once a month to have service, but for the most part, you just take what you can get. So Mother was Presbyterian at one time, and we weren't always Baptists. But I still have a lot of Baptist in me.
You do?
I'm Methodist now.
What does that mean, you have a lot of Baptist in you?
Well, I just grew up in the Baptist church, and a lot of their doctrine still kind of stuck with me. Mm. But I think the Baptist church has changed a lot in the last few years.
Mm.
I think they're a little more... that there was none of that going on when we were growing up.
You mean evangelical? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
More? Yeah. But now you call yourself a Methodist.
Yeah, I belong to the Methodist Church here in town.
Which one?
First United Methodist.
Okay, right.
So, anyway, we're flexible.
Right.
And we used to, when we were teenagers, we used to if somebody asked you out on Sunday night, we'd tell our parents, we didn't always go, that we were going to church.
You told your parents you're going to church?
Yeah.
And instead, where did you go?
Oh, driving around. Carnegie has one street. It's called Main Street. And you just made a big circle and just drove around and around and waved at everybody. And I don't know, go out in country and park and kiss.
Right. That's, they did that in Tulsa, too,
I'm
driving
sure
up
they
Peoria.
Did,
right.
But there's so much going on now that I would never have believed when I was 16 that could happen to people. The world has just gone crazy.
Yeah. You and Roger never got involved politically at all, I don't think, did you?
Oh, a little bit. He's an independent. John Glenn spent the night here. He was coming through Tulsa. He and Roger were friends. I think it was kind of a fundraiser. We had a party for him. Then he spent the night here.
He was probably running for president then, trying to run
Maybe. I don't remember.